Dad says we'll be there as soon as we can, but it will be a while. I don't know what it means, but Dad said to tell you, the show must go on.
Do you have a birthday today? If you have a party, you're the guest of honor. Tomorrow, we celebrate Jesus' birthday. And I've got some good Christmas verses for you from Luke 2, starting at verse 10. The angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man." Our story, Guest of Honor. "We're still at the mall, Mom," Dylan said, frustrated. "The car won't start, and a guy from a garage across the street is working on it now. Dad says we'll be there as soon as we can, but it'll be a while. I don't know what he means, but he said to tell you, the show must go on." Oh, Mom knew what Dad meant. He was talking about the surprise birthday party they had planned for Dylan. Dad had taken Dylan shopping just to get him out of the house while Mom got things ready. The guests were in their living room now, waiting for him to come home. Mom knew Dad was telling her to go ahead with the games and food. An hour later, Dylan burst into the house. "Mom," he called, "we're home. You'll never get surprise, surprise," his friends shouted, interrupting him. They gathered around him wearing party hats. Dylan was surprised. "About time you got here," teased Patrick, one of the guests. "We were about ready to give your birthday presents to somebody else." "They're Dylan's," protested Dylan's sister, Patty. She slipped her little hand into her big brother's. "It's his birthday." "It's okay, Patty. We wouldn't give his gifts to anyone else." Patrick reassured her with those words. Grabbing Dylan's arm, Patrick pulled him over to the couch and pushed him into the cushions. He handed a present to Dylan. "Here, open mine first," Patrick said. Dylan opened the gifts his friends had brought. "Glad you finally made it, Dylan," said another friend when it was time for everyone to leave. "Your birthday party just wasn't right without you." After all his guests were gone, Dylan sat down to eat a piece of his birthday cake. "I wish I hadn't missed the games," he said, "but at least the car was fixed in time for me to see everyone and open my presents." "I'm glad, too," said Mom. "As Patty says, it's your birthday, and a birthday party without the guest of honor, the birthday person, just isn't worth much." Well, how about you? Is Jesus the birthday person honored in your Christmas celebration? Do you truly remember that without him, there would be no Christmas? In all the excitement of receiving and giving gifts, attending parties, programs, and other Christmas events, don't forget Jesus. Make him a part of every Christmas activity you're involved in. Sometimes you can express your appreciation for him out loud. At the very least, you can breathe a quiet prayer of thanksgiving for his birth so long ago. Luke 2:7, she, Mary, brought forth her firstborn son, Jesus, and laid him in a manger. And our key thought, Christmas honors Jesus' birthday. As you celebrate Jesus' birth, remember he came for one reason, to pay the penalty for your sins and mine. I've trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I hope you have too. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501, supported by caring listeners like you. We're here because kids need Christ.